ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th canto chapter 15 text number 36 tataha krishnam charamam cha Jatayo dhenukasya ye Krushtaro vyadra Krushtaro vyadra van sarve Samrabdha hatta bhandava Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The other ass demons, close friends of Dhanukasura, were enraged upon seeing his death. And thus they all immediately ran to attack Krishna and Balaram. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Yes? Purport. Srila Sanatana Goswami makes the following comment on this verse. Quote, it is stated here that the ass demons first attacked Krishna and then Balaram. Krishnam cha ramam cha. One reason for this is that the demons, having seen the prowess of Lord Balaram, thought it wise to attack Krishna first. or it may be that out of affection for his elder brother, Lord Krishna placed himself between Balaram and the ass demons. The words Krishnam cha ramam cha may also be understood to indicate that Lord Balaram, out of affection for his younger brother, went to Lord Krishna's side. Before speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam, I pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the great Acharyas that I can speak something to enthuse the hearts of the listeners of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is so important that when we speak on Srimad Bhagavatam that the speaker is somehow able to connect to the heart of the listeners. Otherwise, what is the point? Lord Krishna has his message. Lord Krishna has one, and then we think many messages. Sarvadharmam parityagya, mamekam saranam raja. Abandon all types of religious activities and surrender to me. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Masuchaha, don't fear. So this is the message of the Bhagavatam. Tamasi mai jyotirgama. To come from the darkness to the light. To come from illusion to reality. To come from falsity to truth. And that is the reason we go to the Bhagavatam, to gain light from this brilliant Purana, which has arisen upon the departure of the Supreme Lord for his own abode. The people of the age of Kali will gain light from the Lord in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful Bhagavat Purana. So we are in need of light. We all need the light of the Bhagavat. Srila Sanatana Goswami has spoken on this verse and he is indicating that Krishna's pastimes are filled with, Visuddha Sattva, those pastimes, they're saturated with love and affection. If we hear Srila Sanatana Goswami's words, he is saying that the ass demon first attacked Krishna, then Balaram. So first he says that maybe the idea was that the demons saw how powerful Balaram was, so they thought, oh, naturally, spontaneously, they went to Krishna. Yeah? Maybe Krishna's a little younger and maybe not as powerful as Balaram, so let's attack this little guy. So they attack Krishna. But then he says, or it may be that out of affection for his elder brother, Lord Krishna placed himself between Balaram and the ass demon. So out of affection, that maybe Krishna, for affection for his older brother, he placed himself there. Yeah. So this is love and affection. And then he gives the other example, that maybe it is that, it may be that out of affection for his elder brother, Lord Krishna placed himself between Balaram and the ass demons. So this is the spiritual energy. This is the spiritual world, which is filled with love and affection. Now, we can hear this pastime, and it doesn't seem much different that the friends of Dhanukasura, they were also filled with love and affection for their dear Dhanuka, who had been smashed to pieces and thrown hither and thither, here and there, amongst the tree tops. So they were rushing out of love and affection. This is the nature of Maya, Maya Shakti, illusory energy. What is the difference? You young boys and girls, you have a nice place to stay. You are cooking some nice food. You are eating and filling your belly, and I know you eat so much. Isn't it when we go down for prasadam, we fill our belly. So what is the difference? We are filling our belly, you are filling your belly. You are dancing, we are going also dancing this way. Not that way. Slightly different, slight difference, but massive difference to the effect of that eating and dancing and relationship with Krishna. One has real love and affection. It is the development of real love and affection. And the other is a show. It is a show of love and affection, but actually it is not about giving to others, but it is about myself. It is about me. It is selfish. This is the difference between kama and prem, or lust and love. And it's not so different. Even people see Lord Krishna's pastimes and they think, yes, let me dance also with the gopis. Let me dance with young girls. Again, they make a small mistake, but it is a huge difference. So the spiritual world is quite different from the material world. You know, in the deity worship, we always have the backdrop. So the backdrop sets the mood. So the backdrop in the material world is kam, krodh, loba, moha, and matsarya. It is in the background, always lust, anger. We hear in this past time that those people, those friends of Dhanuka, they became angry, wrathful. Let us attack. Lust, anger, and greed. They were greedy to enjoy the fruits. Nobody else could get the fruits, just the demons. We will enjoy together. Nobody else will get them. And they were mad for that sense gratification. Nunam pramata kurate vikarma yadindriya pritir apranoti nasadumanye. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it says when a person is very much interested in sense gratification and thinks that it is the goal of life to have sense gratification, then he becomes pramata, or mad, after materialistic living. As soon as we leave the temple, we see the materialistic living. Bombay, Tokyo, Rome, London, the cities of the world. People are mad after materialistic living, thinking that it will bring them satisfaction. Yeah? Nati vidu svartagatim hivishnu durasa yaye bahiratamanina. Bahiratamanina means always thinking that the bahir, the external, will bring me satisfaction for my heart. They don't think, actually they don't think like that hardly. Satisfaction for my senses. But that senses are connected to the heart, ultimately. And in the heart, there is never any satisfaction. There is only frustration. This is the nature of the material energy. It is dukalayam ashashvatam. It is temporary and filled with difficulties. And no matter how hard we try, puna punas charvata charvananam, we are left chewing the chewed again and again. So what to do? This is the classic question. What to do? What are we to do in this dilemma? And this question is asked all over the world. The leaders of our modern world are being asked what to do in this crisis. What to do with this crisis? The world is always in crisis. Economic crisis, social crisis, environmental crisis, personal crisis, communal crisis. There's always crisis. The whole thing is a holocaust. But when you're young, it doesn't appear to be so much of a holocaust. I got into a lift on the way to Mumbai in an airport. The first carriage that came into this elevator was a baby carriage. And then some people, young people. And then last thing that came in was a wheelchair. And I thought, very interesting. We come into the world in difficulty. We have to be wheeled around all over the place, and we're passing stool here and there. And then at the last stage in life, we are invalid. Again, we are sitting in a carriage and we're being pushed here and pushed there. But in between, we are so bewildered that we think, oh, how are you? Oh, I'm okay. I'm fine. How are you? Getting ahead, yes. Doing this, doing that. I'm playing around in the material energy. We think that the material energy is where we can play. But this is not the case. Just like the cat and the mouse. So the mouse is attacked by the cat. And after once the cat has caught the mouse, he lets it go. And the mouse may foolishly think, oh, yeah, no, I can move. I'm okay. The cat's gone. Yeah, right. Cat has not gone. Cat will grab you and finish you off in due course of time. So this is a crisis. But for a short period of 50 or... it's 50 years. Yeah. You know, if we examine it, I think Bhagavatam examines Prahlad Maharaj. We spend so many years simply sleeping. We spend so many years, we're schooling, so many years we're doing this, and so many in invalidity. And we hardly have a few years. So this human form of life is not meant simply for sense gratification, which is available to the hogs and dogs that eat stool. These are powerful words of the Bhagavatam. This sense gratification is available in 8,400,000 species of life, but we have come to the human form of life. In that human form of life, we can hear Bhagavatam, and we can reawaken our spiritual existence. That spiritual existence is of another nature. It is of a divine nature. It is eternal, full of bliss, and full cognizance. And it is very attractive. Because that is what, if we look at what people are searching for, they are wanting long duration of life to live. No one wants to die. They want to be happy. And no one wants to be in ignorance. That's why children are always asking their father, what is this? Why is that? How is this? How is that? From very early age, children are asking, why, what's this, what's that? Because if you don't know something, you're in anxiety, in difficulty. It is natural to know that that is the ceiling, it's not the roof. That's the floor, it's not the ceiling. If you don't know these things, you're in trouble. So guess what? When we don't have transcendental knowledge of our spiritual nature, we're in trouble. Our knowledge is very limited. To think that life is only 50 100 years and then we die and finished, bus, finished, ho gaya. What kind of not? This is miserly, kripana, Bhagavatam. So these are cripple-minded thinking. Najayato mriyate vakaratschin nayambud vabhuvita vanaboya. Lord Krishna says, for the soul there is never birth nor death. He is eternal, primeval. He's not slain when the body is slain. So this repetition of birth and death is going on. And if we remain focused in pursuit of sense gratification, we will receive one material body after another, one after another. But the whole world is asleep. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Gaura Chandra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has come in the age of Kali to bestow what no other incarnation or manifestation of the Supreme Lord has ever bestows. Most magnificently, he bestows the pastimes and reveals the pastimes of Lord Krishna in his Braj Leela. That Lord Krishna is appearing to display these loving pastimes. Now we hear also at the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita the explanations of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He explains that the killing of the demons is just a little bit of fun. This is not the primary reason that the Lord has appeared. It brings some pleasure to the cowherd boys. In this case, the cowherd boys were saying, if it's okay with you, Krishna, could you chase them? Because we would like to have the fruits. And it would be nice to see how you deal with these demons because you're so expert in disposing of them in so many different novel ways. Krishna comes to this planet once in a day of Brahma to display his beautiful, loving pastimes in Sri Vrindavan Dham. He reciprocates with his devotees in all the different rasas of servitorship, friendship, parental affection, and madhurya ras, these loving pastimes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he bestows freely this opportunity for Krishna bhakti. So there's so much can be said in this subject matter. We should go off to Vrindavan and we should just simply go to Radha Kund and just merge ourselves in that mood. Should we? Or should we stick strictly to the principles of Vaidhi Bhakti, following the rules and regulations very, very strictly? Someone will argue, yes, this is what you do. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur very powerfully spoke about the need to follow very carefully and execute devotional service according to the actual teachings of the previous acharyas, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. These pastimes, though, reflect those things which should be in our own lives as devotees. Now I'm beginning to preach to those who are already converted when I speak in this way. Because Krishna doesn't only want our awe and veneration, following of rules and regulations because we must do it, because our guru has told us, because we are supposed to do it and we offer all respect in that way. But Krishna wants our genuine love and devotion. He wants that love of the heart. That is only thing that will capture Krishna. At the same time, we are in the same mood. Like if I am simply going, yes, Prabhu, or yes, Prabhu, yes, Prabhu, because I know I should be respectful. But if I'm genuinely reciprocating in love with you and all the devotees, then it will touch your heart. And if you are in a genuine way, a loving way, you are reciprocating with me, it will touch my heart. And that will bring the satisfaction the love that we are always anxious for. Yeah. So here in Chaupati, under the guidance of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, we have this beautiful rasa of love and affection and care. And this is the actual spiritual atmosphere that is there in Sri Vrindavan Dham, and it is here in the relationship with the devotees of the Lord. So I've been thinking about these things over the last week or two or three or four. I just started rereading Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's very, very sweet. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami goes to great lengths to establish Krishna as Swayam Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Matapara tarananyat kinchidasti dananjaya. There is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me, Krishna says. As pearls are strung upon a thread, everything is maintained, created, maintained, and annihilated by the Supreme. Aham eva sameva agre. It is I who existed before the creation. It is I who am existing now. And after annihilation, it is I, the Personality of Godhead, who will continue to exist. Krishna is the original Personality of Godhead. There's one beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada in this connection that many of you, I'm sure, have watched on this video. But if you haven't watched it, please do. It is a video of Srila Prabhupada in his garden in Los Angeles, I think 1975 or so. And the devotees have brought so many quote-unquote exalted professors from universities. And they were all assembled as theologians, people who know God. So they'd been invited and they were sitting, and Srila Prabhupada was sitting in a very relaxed mood, but very intense mood. So he said, after a few minutes, he looked at them and he said, "So, who is God?" And Prabhupada never spoke, didn't say, just, "Who is God?" And they didn't speak. So again, Prabhupada said, "I am asking, who is God?" Silence. So Prabhupada then said, "So you don't know who is God?" And they completely silent. So then Srila Prabhupada said, "So I am presenting Krishna. I am presenting Krishna as God. Why don't you accept?" Then Prabhupada said, "You don't know who is God. I am presenting Krishna. Here is God. You don't know. So here I am presenting Krishna. Why won't you accept?" After a few minutes, one of the theologians who knew Srila Prabhupada to some extent, he said, "Oh, Srila Prabhupada, it's because your Krishna comes from a different background, social theistic background. Therefore, it's difficult for them to accept Krishna." Then Srila Prabhupada looked at him and said, "Therefore, you are not serious. You are not serious. If I'm presenting God, and because He doesn't come from your theistic background, you can't accept." So he said, "Therefore, you are not theologians." He said, "You are theosophists. Theosophist is someone who doesn't know God, and you are searching like that, but you are not a theologian." So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is established by Krishna Himself. It is accepted by all the great rishis. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramambhavam, like that. All the great sages such as Asita, Vyas, they are accepting. And it is our great good fortune that we in the line of disciplic succession, we can hear that it is unto Krishna that we should offer our love and devotion, our obeisances, our homage. And that by engaging in that activity of loving service, we will actually cleanse the cataract. I know recently devotees go to Varshana and do the eye and some teeth. What is that? That camp you have like that. So removing the cataract. So we are suffering to different degrees with the cataract of kam, krodh, loba, moha, mana, matsarya, which is blocking our vision to actually see the loving pastimes of Krishna and to manifest that loving feeling and reciprocation in our hearts. So the process is guru, omaganata marandasya gananjana salakaya. That salakaya, I understand, is an instrument for it's a surgical instrument for removing cataracts. So that salakaya. So the guru is giving instruction how to act, how to receive this message, how to assimilate this message, and how to broadcast this message so that it will bring pleasure to the hearts of the hearers and it will bring pleasure to our own hearts. So I'm going to finish at that time. If anyone has any comments, corrections, questions, I'd be happy to try my best to answer. Hare Krishna. Now, if no one asks a question, I will realize that you're all just so hungry. You've come, some devotees, please be kind enough, put your hand up if you've come back from Kumbh Mela. I see a few more faces. Not yet? Any Kumbh Mela Prabhus? Oh, welcome. Ah, some young people there, yes. Very nice that you could come. You're continuing your spiritual journey. I'm asking you, yes. Are you going, where do you come from? Can someone? From Denmark. When are you flying back to Denmark?
The 25th.
25th.
Yes.
And what's your program from between 14th and 25th? You have some program?
Yes, we do. Like today we're here visiting a friend. It's the first time we visit a temple, Hare Krishna, so it's very interesting. And tomorrow we have a very different program. We fly to the Andaman Islands.
You fly to where?
The Andaman Islands.
Oh. So program is changing a little?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. So the blessings of all the Vaishnavas here are upon you to continue that spiritual journey wherever you go.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Most welcome. So it looks like everyone's totally attached to Krishna Prasadam. And we're ready for morning prasad. Let's finish there. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.